Penguin Random House Audio presents Not Pretty Enough, The Unlikely Triumph of Helen Gurley Brown by Jerry Hershey, read for you by Eliza Foss. I have always thought her pretty, not strikingly pretty, but pretty enough, as people say, a sort of beauty that grows on one. Jane Austen, Mansfield Park. Preface. The Trouble with Helen. I embrace the label of bad feminist because I am human. I am messy. I'm not trying to be an example. I'm not trying to be perfect. I'm not trying to say I have all the answers. I'm not trying to say I'm right. I am just trying to support what I believe in, trying to do some good in this world, trying to make some noise with my writing, while also being myself. Roxane Gay, Bad Feminist. Before I began this project, I was conflicted at best, dismissive at worst of the Helen Gurley Brown oeuvre and her golden-thighed creation of tall ambitions and bigger hair, that Cosmo girl. I didn't read Cosmopolitan magazine as a young woman, though I do recall my mother canceling her subscription in the late 60s because that woman had gone and sexed it up. As a young writer apprenticing at a frowsy, if well-intentioned, women's magazine, I longed to be Nora Ephron, who was gleefully tipping sacred cows like the food establishment and pan-searing Eric Siegel's treacly best-selling Weeper love story for Esquire. How I envied the detached Ray-Ban cool of Joan Didion hanging out with the Doors for life.